While President Bush stumps to build support for his tax proposals, NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore detects competition between the new president's top defense and foreign policy officials.
A few weeks ago, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld raised hackles in Moscow by saying that one reason America needs a missile shield is for protection against the fruits of Russian proliferation of weapons to the rogue states. It was left to Secretary of State Colin Powell to try to smooth things over by meeting Russian Foreign Minister Igor Ivanov in Cairo and agreeing to have their technical experts meet to discuss both offensive and defensive weapons. It's too early to speak of a policy contest in the Bush foreign policy family, mainly differences of nuance, a State Department official told me. But history teaches that consensus is sometimes hard to find among strong personalities with intersecting responsibilities. President Kennedy hearkened more to Defense Secretary Robert McNamara than to the more deliberate Secretary of State Dean Rusk, especially in crises like Berlin and Cuba. In the Nixon administration, Security Advisor Henry Kissinger undercut and eventually replaced Secretary of State William Rogers. Kissinger, in turn, found his influence being chipped away by Donald Rumsfeld, named Defense Secretary by President Ford to replace the discharged James Schlesinger. In the Reagan administration, Secretary of State George Shultz was constantly at swords points with Defense Secretary Caspar Weinberger. And now the Bush administration, where Rumsfeld was not Powell's candidate for defense secretary. Pennsylvania's Governor Tom Ridge was, and he was reportedly passed over because he was considered soft on missile defense. Rumsfeld assuredly is not soft. Asked by Senator Edward Kennedy during his confirmation hearing if he would support President Bush on reducing nuclear weapons below treaty limits, Rumsfeld said he would always back the president but reserve the right to convey to him his contrary views. Powell is back from his first foreign trip, and the attack on him may have started. A lead editorial in the conservative Washington Times said he went into the Middle East with a bang and came out with a whimper. Vice President Dick Cheney and Secretary Rumsfeld reportedly opposed Powell's plan to ease sanctions on Iraq. Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz talked during his confirmation hearing of a change of regime in Iraq. So watch for those differences of nuance between the Secretaries of State and Defense as President Bush, a foreign policy novice, tries to get his footing with the help of Vice President Dick Cheney and Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice. This is Daniel Shore.